I was having a shit day at work. I had a seminar that my boss said was mandatory, followed by a presentation to some clients. It didn't help that my hormones were raging, and all I wanted was some good dick deep inside of me. I was so stressed that morning that I forgot to lock the metal security door to my bungalow apartment. I like to leave the second door open so my dog Titus can look outside, and well, he managed to push the metal door open and get out. I became aware of this when my phone rang during my lunch break. I answered it and heard a baritone voice on the other end, asking whether it was me. It made me tingle between my legs. "Yes, this is she. Who is this?" He identified himself as the man who lived in a bungalow across the street from me. I only knew him as my hot neighbor. I first saw him when I was walking Titus. I had just moved into my place 2 months ago, and he came out of his. He was dressed for work, Oxford shirt and slacks. It was tight enough for me to notice his tall, muscular body. Handsome face, too. The mere sight of him brushed away some of my morning blues. Yet, he had a live-in girlfriend, whom I saw from time to time. If I spoke to him, knowing me, I would probably flirt with him, even seduce him. And it might cause trouble, so I never did until that day over the phone. He had been working from home when he looked out his window and saw Titus running wild. He managed to catch him and got my number off the tag on the collar. I apologized, explained I was stuck at work, and felt a crush of stress. I had imagined Titus being wrangled by an animal services worker. But luckily, he offered to look after him until I returned home from work. I thanked him and promised to be home as soon as I could to pick Titus up. Of course, I was held up at work and I didn't get back until after 6. After dropping off my work gear at my apartment and sprucing myself up, I walked over to his bungalow to get my wayward dog. When my hot neighbor opened the door, my heart skipped a beat. He was just wearing a plain t-shirt, gym shorts, and sneakers. Nothing dashing or alluring, but even his face, his forearms, his legs, were enough to make my eyes go a little wider. He invited me in, and Titus jumped on me. After kneeling, getting my face licked, and some brief, not-too-embarrassing baby talk on my part, I thanked him for helping me out. He told me not to worry about it. Then I realized that I forgot to bring Titus's leash, so he offered me his leash to get my dog back home. So I took the leash, promising I would return it right away, and walked my dog back to my apartment where I fed him dinner. Then I got out of my work clothes and into a t-shirt and jeans, the pair that accentuates my figure the best. I couldn't help myself, even if I knew I might make someone's girlfriend jealous. I went back across the street, and I handed the leash to my neighbor, while adding another thank you. He said no problem, and then shyly asked if I would like to come in. I accepted his invitation, and as I re-entered, I got a good glimpse of the bulge in his shorts, which made me bite my lip. He offered me a glass of wine, which I accepted. I took a seat in his living room. At first, we engaged in some normal, getting-to-know-you chit-chat. We mentioned how we would see each other in the neighborhood, and we found out what each did for a living. I asked what his girlfriend does for work. The question seemed to catch him off guard. Despite that, he answered. "Will she be home soon?" I continued, wanting to know what the lay of the land was. "No, she won't," he said. He asked how I knew he had a girlfriend. I said that I'd seen them together, coming and going. "And where's your dog?" I continued. Finally, with some reluctance, he told me that she had moved out and taken the dog with her. They'd broken up. "I'm so sorry to hear that," I said, even though part of me was thrilled to know he was now single. We moved on to gossiping about our neighbors, who was nice, who wasn't. Still, I could see a conflicted sadness in his eyes that concerned me. I didn't know him at all, but seeing that this fine man was feeling some turmoil made me want to express my sympathy in a more involved manner. By now, I had a second glass of wine and, uninhibited, I asked if he was going to start dating again. A slight blush came to his face as he said he didn't know. I asked, "What's your type?" He said he liked all kinds. "Do you like my type?" I said. As I suspected, I couldn't help myself from flirting. Again, my heart skipped a beat as he took a beat before finally saying, "Yes." There are times when my hormones and aching pussy transcend my weary end-of-the-day body and take over the part of my brain that controls my speech. And this was one of those. And I didn't care. I wanted it to happen. I said, "Not only would I go on a date with you, but I would sleep with you on the first date." "You would?" he said. "Mm-hmm." "Would you consider this a first date?" he asked, with a sexy smirk. I took another sip of wine and put the empty glass on the coffee table. "Sure, if you do too." Then I got up, went over to him, and kissed him. A kiss that said I didn't want to be chased anymore. A kiss that told him I was his to take. As my lips kept touching his, my hands slid down, and I started to rub his growing cock through the fabric of his shorts. I told him that he was the sexiest neighbor I'd ever had, and that I wanted to fuck him so bad. I could feel it twitch. Then he asked if I wanted to go to the bedroom. I said yes. He took my hand and led me there. At the foot of the bed, he grabbed me and kissed me hard. He started to unbutton my jeans while looking into my eyes. "Is this okay?" he asked. I nodded, and he reached inside, went under my panties, and cupped my pussy lips with the palm of his strong hand. He told me that when I'd been walking in the neighborhood, he'd see the outline of my vulva between my sexy legs. He said he had often thought about touching me down there. Gently, he began rubbing me in circles, saying how warm I felt. By this point, even my inner thighs were starting to get wet. He asked if I wanted him to go down on me. I nodded desperately. I had hit the motherfucking jackpot. I lay down on the bed and he took my jeans and underwear off. My bare legs, ass, and pussy were presented to him. He let out a low groan of pleasure. He gave my feet, my calves, my shins, knees, and thighs some light kisses. It made me even more desperate. Finally, he got on his knees and he made a soft, wet contact with my clit. He knew just what to do. A buzz went through my whole body, and I threw my head back onto the bed. He used his mouth on my pussy, licking and kissing my clit like there was nothing else in this world he'd rather be doing. His tongue went up and down, and then made circles clockwise and counterclockwise, sucking just right. Then he stuck his tongue inside and fucked me with it. Oh, it drove me crazy. It was too much. He overstimulated my nerves until I shook and vibrated on his perfect face. I pulled his hair, grinded against his mouth, and squeezed my thighs around his head until my entire body clenched in sheer pleasure. My hot neighbor made me come hard. Then I blacked out for a second. When I got my bearings back, I thought, why in the fuck did she leave a man with skills like these? And then I said, "You're really good at that." He asked if I wanted him inside me, and I nodded because there was nothing I wanted more. I took off my shirt and he finally got naked. My heart raced at the sight of his strong body. He grabbed me and moved me up the bed so that I was close to the headboard. We assumed the missionary position, and he guided his cock towards my pussy. He rubbed the tip of his head against my all-too-sensitive clit. I writhed in pleasure. I could feel his rock-hard, throbbing dick at my pussy before he began to slowly thrust inside. A bolt shot through my system, and it all felt like it was meant to be. He moved his hips and drove his hard cock into me with force and precision, going faster, then slower, and then faster again. His body towered over mine as my mouth hung open and I moaned with an occasional squeal. He leaned down and kissed me as he started to really pound into me, his dick hitting the interior side of my clit exactly right. Again, the stimulation built and built, only this time it caused my pussy to gush and I became even wetter. I looked to see his dick glistening with my wetness as it glided in and out. Holy shit, it was hot. He stopped fucking me for a moment and told me that he wanted to get behind me. Without any thought, I turned over and got on all fours. As I arched my ass to make my dripping wet hole more available to him, he took his place and once again, he thrust into me. And I gasped at the new sensation and moaned into the mattress. I told him that I was his fuck toy to use and that I wanted nothing more than for him to shoot his cum into me. With that, he started to slap and pound my ass with his hips. Oh, his balls glanced against my clit and his cock went back and forth into my tight, wet cunt. Oh, I was just a slut that wanted to be fucked good and hard by my hot neighbor. The clapping of our bodies filled the room. I closed my eyes and I could only sense the hard, fast, intense sensation between us. I could feel his cock throb, then get extra stiff, and then throb again. I could tell that it was meeting its fullest potential. I told him that I could feel him getting close, and I begged him to do it inside of me, to fill my pussy with his hot cum. And like that, it was as if a geyser erupted inside me, and my body received everything that was pent up in his cock and balls. I loved it. Dumbstruck, we collapsed onto the bed, happy and amazed. We both said we couldn't believe how good it had all been, or how it had happened at all. Still, I wanted more, and I wanted to be absolutely sure that his ex was the farthest thing from his mind. So I proposed that we go again. He agreed, and I could see his dick getting hard again. He tried to kiss me, but I stopped him. "What is it?" he said. "Do you still have that collar?" "Sure. Why don't you go get it along with that leash so that we can make things more interesting?" I gave him a devilish grin and let him kiss me. And then I heard Titus giving a signature bark right outside the bedroom window. God damn it. We broke out into laughter. For now, the leash and collar would have to be used as intended.